It has been 2 months since the church shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, the shootings that spurred the removal of the Confederate battle flag from the State House grounds in South Carolina. But the Southern Poverty Law Center reports this week that tens of thousands of people have been rallying in favor of the flag in dozens of rallies since then. Heidi Byrick is the group's Intelligence Project Director. She joins us. And Heidi, you mapped these rallies. What'd you find?
Sure. Well, there have been about 180 pro-Confederate battle flag rallies since the Dylan Roof shooting. That's really what sparked this movement. And they have been happening predominantly in the South, which is not surprising because of the history down here and the fact that the battle flag is obviously more popular in the former Confederate states. And what this really represents has been a backlash against, you know, organizations and businesses pulling down battle flags, the government pulling down the flag in South Carolina and so on.
So one of the biggest rallies was in Florida. There were actually reports of shots fired at that rally. But are the crowds at these rallies generally peaceful?
Yeah, they have generally been peaceful. The rally that happened in Osceola, Florida was probably the largest so far. There were 5,000 people that showed up almost unorganized, which is interesting about that. And yes, there were shots fired at that rally. They haven't found the perpetrator yet. But for the most part, there's been no violence, maybe a little pushing and shoving. But in general, these have been peaceful events.
Do these rallies make you believe that support for the Confederate flag is growing, even though, as we know so famously, it came down from the State House grounds in South Carolina?
Well, I'm not sure if support for the battle flag is growing. What I do think it shows is there are a hardcore group of people in this country who are not happy with the direction that we've been going. People, for example, who may have supported Dylan Roof in what happened in South Carolina or harbor racial beliefs that are symbolized by that flag. And after the horrific events in Charleston, when politicians decided to start removing these symbols from courthouses and statehouses and so on, these people felt truly offended, enough so that thousands of them have come out and protested. And it tells you something about the racial divide in this country, because these are people who clearly don't care about the fact that the flag represents slavery or that it's offensive to African Americans and many white Americans, and they feel that their heritage is being ripped from them, and they're willing to go on the streets about it.
Although they would say that there's nothing racist about their views on the flag, that this is just them supporting the heritage of the South and the Civil War.
That is the argument that is made, that this somehow represents my heritage, or it represents perhaps my ancestors who fought for the Confederacy. But regardless of that, the flag was something that stood for a war that was fought to keep slavery. You can't avoid the history on this front. It's a little bit akin to the Nazi flag in Germany, which you would never see flying. It's a bit astounding that 150 years after the Civil War, anyone would think that this is a positive image.
But certainly you would say that some of the people who have been at these rallies are not doing it out of hate. They're not part of a hate group.
That's right. Many of the people who were at these rallies were not parts of hate groups. In fact, most of these rallies were not organized in that way. Most of them were just organized through Facebook pages, for example. And there were people who, you know, were offended at the anti-Confederate battle flag take in the media, at major retailers, and by government officials. So I wouldn't call them organized haters. That has really been a minority of this. However, you can't deny the racial aspect that goes with the Confederate battle flag.
Heidi Byrick with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Heidi, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And stay with us. We have much more ahead here and now.